Hello and welcome to today's discussion. I'm Claire.
And I'm Alan. We'll be covering several key stories, starting with Marco Rubio's testimony before Congress.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is set to face questions about the Trump administration's diplomatic efforts around the world. He's appearing in back-to-back hearings on Capitol Hill for the first time since the Iran war began.
What specific aspects of the Trump administration's diplomatic efforts are likely to be scrutinized during these hearings?
The reporting suggests that Rubio will face questions about the administration's fragile or stalling diplomatic efforts globally. Given the current geopolitical tensions, it's likely that Congress will inquire about the administration's strategies and their effectiveness.
That must be quite a challenging task for Rubio, especially considering the multiple conflict zones and diplomatic hotspots around the world. Has there been any indication of what Rubio plans to say or focus on during his testimony?
According to the available information, Rubio will be addressing a wide range of issues related to the administration's diplomatic efforts. However, the exact details of his testimony are not yet clear.
It's worth noting that this testimony comes at a time when the administration is dealing with multiple international crises. Moving on, let's discuss another significant development. President Trump has signed an executive order on the oversight of artificial intelligence, focusing on national security risks.
That's right. The executive order aims to vet top AI models for potential national security risks. This move indicates a growing concern about the implications of advanced AI technology on national security.
How does this executive order fit into the broader context of AI regulation in the United States? Is this a new direction or a continuation of existing policies?
The order appears to be part of a larger effort to address the challenges posed by AI. It comes less than 2 weeks after Trump postponed a White House ceremony due to concerns that a similar policy could affect America's technological edge.
So it seems there's a balancing act between maintaining technological leadership and addressing national security concerns. What's the expected impact of this order on the AI industry?
The order is likely to lead to increased scrutiny of AI models, particularly those with potential national security implications. This could result in more stringent regulations or guidelines for AI development and deployment.
That could have significant implications for AI developers and users. Let's move on to another story. President Trump is reconsidering a $1.8 billion fund meant to compensate his allies.
Yes, according to reports, Trump is reevaluating the fund due to legal setbacks and political backlash. The Justice Department has also temporarily paused the program's implementation following a court order.
What were the main reasons behind the legal setbacks and the political backlash against this fund?
The reporting indicates that there were concerns about the lack of oversight and the potential misuse of the fund. Republicans were among those expressing concerns, which contributed to the political backlash.
It's interesting that the fund was meant to compensate Trump's allies. How does this fit into the broader narrative of Trump's presidency and his relationships with his supporters?
This fund is part of a larger pattern where Trump has taken actions that benefit his allies or supporters. The controversy surrounding this fund reflects the polarized nature of his presidency.
Let's shift our focus to international news. There's been a significant escalation in the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, with reports of a Russian attack killing at least 11 people.
Yes, the situation is dire. Ukrainian authorities reported that Russia launched a barrage of missiles and drones overnight, resulting in multiple casualties and damage to civilian infrastructure.
What are the implications of this attack for the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine? Are there any indications of how the international community is responding?
The attack has led to increased casualties and further destabilization of the region. The international community is likely to condemn the attack, but the specifics of their response are not yet clear.
Finally, let's touch on a story from India. The Indian government has transferred the chairman and secretary of the Central Board of Secondary Education amid controversy over the procurement of on-screen marking services.
That's right. The government has also constituted a one-member inquiry committee to examine the issues related to the procurement process. This move comes after complaints from students and scrutiny from parliamentary committees.
What were the main grievances that led to this controversy, and how does the government plan to address them through the inquiry?
The grievances centered around the procurement process for the on-screen marking services, with allegations of irregularities. The inquiry committee is expected to investigate these allegations and provide recommendations.
It's a complex issue, involving both technical and administrative aspects. We'll be following this story for further developments.
As we wrap up today's discussion, it's clear that there are numerous significant stories unfolding across the globe, from diplomatic efforts and technological regulation to conflicts and educational controversies.
Indeed, and it's been a thorough exploration of these topics. Thank you for joining us.
Goodbye, and we'll see you later.